Hi, let's just get into the questions. When listening to an audio here, which is the bigger factor in terms of turning you on? The quality of the voice or the actual words being said? Even though I'm a script writer, I'm gonna say that the voice is the more important thing. Not to discount the power of words themselves, but I found I can be kind of sounds creepy, but obsessive, I guess, with certain voices. If I really, really love a voice, I will listen to it every single night. Like, even if I've heard their audios multiple times, I'll just find comfort in their voice, so I'll just listen to it over and over. And then I think I think something else that happens is kind of like a Pavlovian reaction. If I'm just used to hearing their voice say things that are meant to turn me on, even if it's no longer in that sexual context, I will still just kind of be a little bit horny when I hear them talk. Even if it's like in a completely benign context, or if they're saying things that have nothing inherently sexy about them, I'll just be like, that's a sexy voice. Oh my God. I don't know. Yeah. Okay, next question. Tell us one thing about you, sexual or otherwise, that you have never told another living soul. Okay, this is kind of gross. It's weird. It's weird to talk about when I'm not currently in like a horny mood, but okay. When I masturbate, most of the time, I just use my hands, my fingers. And when I'm done, something that I do every single time is I will lick my fingers clean. That sounds gross when I'm not. Okay, yeah, it just sounds gross. But, why is it embarrassing to talk about? Yeah, I don't, it feels natural, I guess. I don't want to say look forward to it, but like, I taste really good, in my opinion. Oh God. I've never had the pleasure of going down on another woman, but based on the limited sample size that I have, just myself, pussy tastes really good. Oh God. Okay, next one. What sexual fantasy do you still, in spite of yourself, feel embarrassed or ashamed of? I guess because it's kind of a heavy subject, I'm gonna say like non-consent fantasies. I'm a switch person, so on either side of that coin, I have non-consent interests, I guess. For the part where I would be like the victim, I guess. I don't have as many like elaborate fantasies, or like, because I haven't had to think of like what I would do, because I wouldn't be in control. That's like the whole point. I do know that I'm kind of a slow person to be ready for sex, I think. Like, I am not really interested in having sex with you unless I'm like pretty close to being in love with you. Like, I'm just not interested in people unless I'm like interested in people. I'm not interested in them sexually if I'm not interested in them like as a person, I guess. And in practice, that can take a while. It can take like a lot of dates. It can take some time, and that may be frustrating for a potential partner. So I guess sometimes I fantasize about them not being willing to wait as long as I would want to. That's fully a fantasy. Obviously, I would actually want them to respect my boundaries. But in fantasy, I think about them just kind of like taking me, I guess, and not waiting. And then on the other side, with me being, wow, there's no W in that word, with me being the aggressor, I often think about like a scenario and where my partner would be like busy or distracted by, I don't know, work or like a deadline, school, something, I don't know. And I would try to get it going on. Like I would indicate that I'm horny and I wanted to have some fun. And they would be like, "Oh, sorry, babe, I have a deadline. I can't. I'm busy. We'll do it later." And then I would be like, "Oh shit, sorry, that actually wasn't a request." And then I've been pretty interested in like collars and leashes lately, so don't come for me. Like, I haven't actually thought about how I'm just gonna sneak a collar onto his neck. Don't clock my fantasies, okay? It's just a fun thought. But somehow I would get a collar on him, and then I would like physically drag him to the bed and pin him down and use my hands and my body and my mouth to get him really hard and needy. And then I would, I guess, kind of punish him. Like, I wouldn't just go for the dick right away because he made me wait. So I would probably tie him up a little bit, and then that was a loud car. Tie him up a little bit, and then like straddle his face, make him eat me out for a while until I come a couple times. And then if he did a good job, that's when I would finally give his dick some attention, and slowly ride him, make it kind of agonizing and fun, and make him beg for it. Yeah, sorry. Ooh, I got in my head there a minute. Yeah, sorry, non-consent fantasies. Okay, next question. Oh my goodness. Think of all the words and phrases that push your buttons, all the things someone can say to you that turn you on and drive you crazy. Now imagine you have to eliminate them all and never hear them again, but you get to keep just one. Can I keep like a tone, I guess? Like, begging, I think, is really, really hot. So, like, it doesn't matter what they say, but as long as they can beg. Is that cheating? That's cheating. Let me pick a word. I guess please, like in that same begging tone I was talking about, just saying please over and over. I write that in my scripts a lot. I should get away from that. That I like a lot. And then maybe something involving good boy, like either asking me to call them a good boy or like asking for confirmation that they're a good boy, affirming that they're a good boy, something, I don't know, something involving good boy, I think, is also really hot. Good girl? Do I want to be called a good girl? I'm gonna say either please in like that begging tone or something involving the phrase good boy would be my answer for that. If you got a private message saying, "Hey, your real name, I recognize your voice, I know this is you," how would you feel and react? Ugh, yikes. I would be a liar, is what I would be. I would be like, "Oh, you what? I don't do that. What do you mean? Send me the link. Show me what you're talking about." And then I would listen, and I'd be like, "Oh my God, you're so right. That does totally sound like me. Wow, that's so weird. Oh my God, send me another link. Like, this is so funny." I don't know. Actually, I mean, depending on the context, like if it's a friend or a family member, there's I that I don't know. I don't want to think about what that would be like. But if it was like a coworker, I would probably escalate it to like an HR department if there was one, because that's sexual harassment. Like, there's obviously, when we do this, we are wanting a certain level of woo, boy, anonymity, that's, yes, okay, anonymity, and that's, like, obvious. So anytime that someone gets this kind of message, it's not just, like, teasing, it's not, like, silly and fun, it's probably because they're trying to, like, get something out of you. Like, it's, "I know this is you, dot dot dot," like there's some kind of untoward intention at the end of that, I think. So I feel like that's sexual harassment. So if it's from like a coworker, if it's from a coworker, I would definitely like take that situation to HR and be like, "No, this isn't me, but they thought it was, and then they came at me in this way, and it's not acceptable," or something. Yeah. Oh, it's okay. In parentheses, it says assuming the message was coming from a standard friend. So I just don't know how to follow directions. I don't know. Whatever. I'm moving on. If you were going out socially and were keen on getting some attention, what aspect of you would be your first and strongest weapon? Height isn't really something that's important to me. Like, I don't care if my partner is taller, shorter than me, or the same height. But I am fairly tall, I guess, for a woman. At least I'm 5'7". What is that? That's in inches and centimeters. 67 inches, so like what, like 177, 170 centimeters ish, I think. I don't know, do the math. So that's tallish for a woman, I guess. If I wear heels, I become like 6 feet plus. And I notice that when I do wear heels, even though it's kind of rare, I definitely notice people kind of look at me like, damn, that's a big bitch. So if I wanted attention, I would just make myself stand out by being taller than most people. What would your friends say is the absolute best aspect of your personality? This might be kind of surprising because I think I'm pretty shy and it takes a while for me to be comfortable with people enough. But my friends seem to think that I'm very, very funny. Like, they'll be like, oh my God, you should do stand up. Like, you should have a podcast. And I'm like, no, I should not. I'm not, what? I don't know. They always tell me that I'm really funny. I think for me to get to that level, I guess, I don't know. I have to be like super comfortable enough with you such that like I don't censor and filter my thoughts anymore. Like when I speak to you or I message you, I just sort of thought stream, I guess. I'm not trying to be funny, so I don't know, but that's what they seem to say. I think the best thing about my personality is that I'm like an easy person to talk to. Like if you want advice, I can come up with some advice. If you just want someone to like hear you whine and vent about whatever's going on, I'm also good at just commiserating and being like, yikes, that's rough. I'm sorry. That's what I would say, but that's not what the question is. So, oh God, let's just move on again. I can't follow rules. Wow. When flirting here in GWA or in real life, what aspect of the other person will draw you in the most and fire your interest? I don't flirt really. Do I flirt? I don't think I flirt. Yeah, no, I don't really flirt. I comment sometimes. Is that flirting? No, that's not. Well, it might be flirt. Okay. I think the thing that would determine if I'm interested is whether or not they have made it clear in some way to me that that's something that they would be receptive of. I would have to have reason to believe that that is something that they are wanting or that they're interested in. If I got the sense that someone didn't want to be flirted with, I absolutely would not. Just because I don't like to make people uncomfortable, and so if they're not like very clearly open and interested in the prospect of me flirting with them, I would never try to, I guess. So yeah, that the thing that would fire my interest is if they were interested. What's the strangest thing you've ever had inside you? Usually when I masturbate, I just use my hands, my fingers, or I have like a little toy. It's like a clit toy though. It's not a vibrator. It's like a satisfier, I think they're called. It's like a pressure. Anyway, I don't usually use like dildos or like insertable sort of things. Although I've learned about the existence of like remote controlled toys. So that might change very soon. But at least for now, and historically, I haven't really used those kinds of toys to masturbate. But I did once have a vibrating toothbrush. And I had to switch it out, so I used the handle end, and I tried to find my G spot with it, I guess. It didn't really work out because it was like hard plastic, but yeah, the handle of a vibrating toothbrush is the strangest thing I've ever had inside me. And finally, name a member here on GWA who you would really love to take this questionnaire as well. I was tagged with another person, so I'm going to tag three people because, as we've established, I don't care about directions. And just because I don't want them to feel pressured to actually do this, so just to increase my chances of it actually getting continued, like if someone actually deciding to do this too, I'm going to tag Unifreya, Sketchy by Nature, and Penguin Dingwin. Okay, bye. Thanks.